This is Adam Carriker on the Ticket.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, eight-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
A 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here's your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome, everybody, to Adam on The Ticket. Now, today's a unique show. Today's a special show. I'm going to be joined here shortly by my former Nebraska teammate, Mike Stuntz, a man who played, and I talk about during the interview because we already recorded, it's pre-recorded, that he played three different positions. He actually played four. He played quarterback. By the way, in 2001, he was the first skill position player to not redshirt in nearly half a decade. It was like 1997, the last time a skill position player at that point in time, college football is much different than, as we all know, had not redshirted. So he played quarterback. He played wide receiver. He closed out his career at free safety, played a bunch of special teams. He was also a split end as a freshman as well. So four different positions. The man has a plethora of skills. And we talk about, during that interview, check it out, we talk about a lot of things. And we talk about the end of the Alamo Bowl, 2005 versus Michigan. And he gives his perspective. I'll give mine real quick because I wanted him to give his during the interview. Michigan's throwing the ball. They're trying to make one long play to score from, like, what was it, 70 yards out or whatever. And they're throwing the ball back and forth across the field. His team's to try to get these big plays at the end of games. And I remember I chased across the field one time. I chased across the field the next time, which, by the way, is a half gasser in full pads at the end of a game after I'd gone against Jake Long, future number one overall draft pick the entire day. They throw it again. I go back and forth across the field, which is like 150 to 160 yards. The field's 153 and a third yards wide. It's like 160 yards at that point. I'm exhausted. And then I think the game's over. And I'm like, done. And then Mike talks about how Titus Brothers saved us a huge embarrassing loss, an all-time ESPN Sports Center moment that I would not have appreciated, okay? But Mike gives his perspective. Me, I was dead dog tired. That was my perspective. But here Mike's perspective during that interview. Also, I'm going to give my way too early projections for Nebraska's offensive starters next year, and I go into great depth, and I have a whole lot of fun with it as well. Now, before we dive into that, all right, I've talked recently about Caitlin Clark, and I actually am a big Caitlin Clark fan. I think she's very polarizing, and some people think she's arrogant. Some people, honestly, I think the fact that she's a devout Catholic turns some people off, whether you like that or not, is irrelevant to me.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
I don't really think she does much. I think she's a great player. I think something happened on a big stage versus LSU a year ago, which put a lot of people on the map, including herself. And I think she's been polarizing ever since. Mostly, she's a great player. And I've talked about how I actually like her and I admire her. And she grew up playing against boys in basketball, on a boys basketball team, with and against boys. And she was so good, the opposing parents complained. Why is this girl playing with and against boys? Why is she playing against our boys? Translation, she's kicking our boys' butts. We can't handle it. Wham, 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 wham. By the way, I have 3 daughters who play basketball with and against boys a lot of the time. My daughter Dakota is on a boys' baseball team. My second graders play against third and fourth graders. This isn't bragging. This is me saying I can relate, and I love and respect that. Here's why I bring that up. She blocked me on Twitter. I got to be honest. I didn't even know who she knew who I was. Now, what have I ever said that might offend someone from Iowa? I don't understand. I've never said anything that could possibly ever offend anyone from Iowa, right? I mean, other than they have horrifically horrible corn, they don't know how to score. The corn in Nebraska, you know, leans to the west because Iowa blows, or is it the corn leans to the east because Iowa sucks? I can't remember. I have no idea why anyone in Iowa would possibly have an issue with me. It's just beyond me, ladies and gentlemen. It really is. All right, but I digress. In all seriousness, I'm actually a big fan of Caitlin Clark. I'm curious to see how her career grows. She just set, if you didn't know, the all-time women's scoring record with a deep three. Okay, a mini half-court shot, if you will. And she just broke, or just passed, Pistol Pete Maravich, record of 3,667 points scored, all-time NCAA scoring record, of all things, with a technical free throw at the end of the first half, one of their games this past weekend. So, for me, I'm actually a big Caitlin Clark fan. Iowa still has bad corn, etc. I just thought it was funny. I didn't even know she knew who I was, and then she blocked me on Twitter. So that I legit LOL'd. I actually laughed out loud. But I'll be honest with you. I have shown clips of her to my girls to kind of inspire them. So Iowa, Nebraska, that whole thing aside, I think it's funny that she blocked me. Honestly, I got a chuckle out of it. But I'm going to continue to show her highlights to my girls because I think she's very interesting. I do think she's polarizing, whether it's her fault or not. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how that translates to the WNBA or not. All right, ladies and gentlemen, up next is my interview with Mike Stuntz, followed by the Character Chronicles, where I break down who I believe is going to start and be in the starting competition battles for each position on offense for Nebraska football come the fall.